always on the air. The Mystery of the Death Ray Tube, a new kind of radio contest. Mystery, thrills, suspense. Your chance to play detective. Your opportunity to win a huge weekly prize. Maybe even a mammoth grand prize in this great $50,000 cash prize contest. Every week at this same time over this station, your Philco Radio Tube dealer presents transcribed Philco Radio Mysteries. Fascinating fun. $50,000 in cash for the winners. A contest of skill that you may win. Anybody can enter, nothing to buy. Read about all this in the big Philco mystery book, free at your Philco Radio Tube dealer store. You cannot win without this book. Get your copy. Contains official entry blanks, lists the prizes, tells you all the details, shows you all the rules. In a few seconds, Philco Radio Mystery number 3 will begin. Have you got your Philco mystery book open to pages 8 and 9? Use the diagram on page 8 to help you as you listen. Take notes. Keep your ears open. Don't miss a word. Ready? Then listen. Philco, the beautiful girl detective, is going to solve a mystery. 126 people are going to win big cash prizes for telling how she solved it. Maybe you'll win. Here comes the mystery of the death ray tube. In the mountains of Colorado, Phyllis Coe and her admirer, Tom Taylor, are sitting on a rail fence in front of a large cabin, talking and enjoying the morning sun. Tom seems a bit perplexed.
Phil, it seems to me that a few words of explanation are in order.
I refuse to explain a thing till you point that gun the other way.
All right. But I'm at least going to pop it a few tin cans.
If you fire that gun and waken old Dr. Crawford, he'll have you boiled in oil. Well,
the old doc is certainly a mystery man. Come on, Phil, be a good girl and give me all the details, huh? Why are we out here, and what are old Dr. Crowfoot and his two assistants doing?
Well, Dr. Joseph Crowfoot and my father were great friends. Before Dad began devoting all his time to criminology, he and Dr. Crowfoot used to work together, experimenting with electricity. 3 days ago, I received a wire from the doctor asking me to fly out here. He said he'd concluded an experiment that he and Dad had often discussed, and he knew I'd be interested in hearing about it.
Well, that certainly doesn't clear it up very much. Hey, see that tin can over there by that wooden shed?
Oh, no, Tom, don't. Oh,
bullseye.
Now you've done it. Here comes Dr. Crawford. He looks like a thundercloud.
Good heavens, man. Put that pistol back in the holster.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. I was just taking a pot shot at that tin can there by the shed.
Yes, yes. And inside that shed lies the culmination of all my years of infinitely patient work.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Crawford.
Oh, I know, my dear, I know. Confound it. Just when I want to talk to you, here come those two crazy assistants of mine. Yes, Conrad, yes, Kent. What do you want?
Our laboratory assignment for the day, naturally.
Must I direct every step you take, Conrad? Start something of your own.
I already have, sir. New theory. Thank you for giving me a chance to get back to it.
Coming, Conrad?
Yes, I'm coming. You and your fool theory.
That fellow Conrad gets under my skin.
Phyllis, this is going to be the greatest day of my life.
Oh, how do you mean, Dr. Carson?
Well, today, for the first time, my scientific development will be demonstrated before eyes other than my own. A representative of the United States government will be here.
Oh, it sounds very interesting, Doctor.
Interesting. My dear, what lies inside that wooden shed is so interesting that the greatest brain in the War Department is coming here to investigate. I received a telegram from Washington this morning. Major William Osborne is arriving by train this afternoon.
The Major Osborne?
Yes, the Major Osborne.
What is this development of yours, Doctor? A poison gas?
Poison gas, huh? Nothing quite so elementary. But late this afternoon, when Major Osborne arrives, you will know what is in that shed. Well, Major Osborne, are you ready?
Yes, Doctor, quite.
Now, come then. Let's all get over to the shed.
My dear Mr. Taylor, if you'd been cooped up in Washington as I've been for the past 5 years, you'd really appreciate this country.
Now, here we are. Just let me unfasten this lock. There we are. Now step inside, please.
Thank you. After you, Miss Coe.
Oh, thank you.
And now, my friend, what do you see?
Well, I see a guinea pig in a cage.
The only thing out of the ordinary, Doctor, is that odd-looking glass cylinder resting on a bed of cotton.
Out of the ordinary, you say? see, now, my friend, this is a death ray tube.
A death ray?
But, Doctor, for years men have been trying to...
Of course, Major, of course. But it remained for me, Joseph Crowfoot, to discover the secret.
Dr. Crowfoot... If that glass tube really does produce a death-dealing ray, your invention will be the most dangerous weapon in the world.
Exactly. There will be enough energy stored within my death ray machine to destroy the entire race of man.
Does the model function, Doctor? Have you put it to the test?
Oh, yes, on small animals. Of course, you must realize that this is only a working model of the death ray machine I hope to build. Still, it has power enough to kill a man. My friends, The government, in whose hands my machine is placed, would be omnipotent.
Of course it would.
Dr. Crowfoot, assuming the efficiency of your invention, are you planning to turn it over to the United States government?
Yes.
Dr. Crowfoot, who else knows of your invention?
Well, my two assistants, of course.
Could they replace it?
They know nothing of its vast intricacies. They have merely helped me in general details of the construction. I am the only man living who can replace it.
May I have a look at the tube, Doctor?
Stay away from it. Don't touch it. Why, if it dropped only 2 feet, it would shatter and its energies be lost forever.
Is it simple to operate?
Yes, Major. You notice this platinum key at the base of the tube?
Yes, Doctor.
One turn of this key forms an electrical contact, releasing the lethal energy from the opposite end. One turn would snuff out life. The large machine, when completed, will be able to wipe out whole armies.
But, Doctor...
But for the present, we shall have to be content with this guinea pig. Now, don't worry, my dear. The ray is quick, deadly, and painless. Stand aside, please.
Stand here, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Ready now? I turn the platinum key.
Oh. Dr. Crowfoot, I congratulate you.
What will the government say to that, Major Osborne?
The answer is obvious, my dear sir. You have succeeded.
But now it's going dark. In the morning, we shall have a further demonstration. Come, everybody. It's time for dinner. You know, we go to bed early in the mountains.
Everybody, wake up! Fire!
Tom, where is he?
Down in the wooden shed.
Good heavens, the doctor's too. Doctor, are you up?
Yes, Major.
Oh, please, Robert. Come on, help me.
The shed is burning. Hurry, Kent. Hurry, Conrad. The shed is burning.
What time is it, Tom?
After midnight. Look out, darling. Don't stumble over that bush.
Follow me, Miss Coe. I'll pick the way for you.
Oh, I can see now, Major. The flames are pretty high.
Doctor, don't go in there. Don't. Conrad, he's gone in.
Better come out, Doc. It's pretty hot in there.
Dr. Crowfoot, come out.
Here he comes. Oh, thank goodness.
Are you all right, Doctor? It's gone.
What?
My tube is gone.
Doctor, are you sure?
Yes. Here's the box of cotton, but my tube has disappeared. Someone has stolen my death ray.
Oh.
Look, the fire's died out suddenly.
Yes, yes. Do you think I've not installed protection? An automatic carbon dioxide extinguisher.
But my tube is gone. It's gone. Which of you has it? Who is the thief?
Just a moment, Doctor. I found something.
My tube? Quickly, is it my tube?
No, a rag soaked in kerosene.
Then this fire was set deliberately?
Yes, apparently by someone who didn't know about your extinguisher.
Well, that could be any one of you. Nobody knew of that automatic system but myself. Who is the thief? Which one of you?
Now, please be calm, Doctor, and let's put this quietly. Come, everybody. I think we'd better all get back to the large cabin.
You want me, Miss Cole?
Yes, Mr. Kent. And you too, Mr. Conrad.
Don't worry, little lady. I'm tagging along.
Boy, I wish I'd had time to put on my slippers. Can't say I like this barefoot boy business.
Hurry up, Phyllis. Now, you're a detective. Find the thief.
I'll do my best, Dr. Crowfoot. But you must be calm.
Here's the cabin. Come on, get inside. Get inside, all of you. Come on. Don't anybody try to sneak away.
All right. Let's all gather right inside the door. Light that kerosene lamp, Mr. Kent.
Okay, Miss Cole.
Ouch! Oh, holy Moses.
What is it, Tom?
I stepped on something hot. What in the world? Hold that lamp over, will you? Oh, now I see what it is. There you are, Major Osborne. It's your pipe.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Taylor. I probably dropped it in all that excitement.
Yes, and the ashes fell out. They're still glowing.
Well, come on. Who has my tube? Hand it over.
Oh, wait a moment, Doctor. Now, everyone in this room and everyone in the world would have a motive for stealing Dr. Crowfoot's glass tube. It means power. The person who opened that shed and took the tube started the fire of the blind. He hoped everything would be consumed so that we'd think the tube had also been destroyed.
Remarkable.
Oh, you shut up, Conrad.
Go ahead, Phyllis. Excuse me, Miss Coe, but I noticed that Mr. Taylor is suffering from his burned foot.
Yeah, that's right, Major Osborne. It hurts pretty much.
I have some ointment on the dresser in my room. Why don't you go in and use it?
Well, thanks, I will. Give me a match, will you, Kent?
You won't need it, Taylor. I left the candle burning in there.
Oh, all right, Major, thanks. I'll be right back as soon as I put some stuff on my foot.
Come, Phyllis, hurry. Don't waste any more time.
All right, Doctor. Now, according to the French law, a man is guilty until proven innocent. I think that's the way we'd better proceed.
The French method works pretty well, too. I had occasion to study it in action last winter in Paris.
Oh. And now, Mr. Kent, where were you when the alarm was given?
Well, next door in my cabin. I was sound asleep.
You share the cabin with Mr. Kent, don't you, Mr. Conrad?
Yes, and I can assure you I was asleep, too.
And you, Major?
I was in a deep sleep. I'd had a long journey, you remember.
And you didn't awaken until Tom shouted.
That's correct. Somehow, in the pitch dark, I found my slippers and dressing gown and dashed for my room.
Oh, come now. This is all foolishness. We're not getting anywhere.
On the contrary, Dr. Crawford, I know who stole your tube.
You? Who is he?
This gentleman, who has also stolen the real Major Osmond's credentials.
Oh, what? The maid? Say, are you sure?
Stay where you are. Every one of you.
The tube, look. It's in his hand.
Yes, Doctor. It fits very nicely into the pocket of a dressing gown. Miss Cole, I congratulate you upon your cleverness. As a matter of fact, you are far too clever.
For heaven's sake, don't drop my tube.
No fear of that. I've traveled halfway around the world to obtain this weapon. It seems that my government had an interest in it also.
What are you going to do?
There is only one thing I can do, with all of you. To borrow the expression of Dr. Crawford, the ray will be quick, deadly, and painless.
You can't do this. It's my life's work. Here, give it to me.
Doctor, come back.
The doctor,
You see? It really works on larger game than guinea pigs. And now, let's make it short. Ladies first, as usual.
Tom!
Good shot, Taylor.
I'll say. I came back just in time.
Look, the platinum key is still in his right hand.
And the tube is smashed to bits.
Yeah, poor old Dr. Crowfoot. If only I'd come a minute sooner.
Oh, Tom, you know, somehow I'm glad you didn't.
It's a good thing Tom Taylor came in just then, I say. Major Osborne was an ugly customer. He fooled everybody but Phil Cole, the girl detective. Did he fool you? Why did Phil Cole suspect Major Osborne? You ought to be able to tell why. You heard everything that happened. Of course, you can give three reasons which enabled Phil to discover the guilty person. Enter the Phil Cole Radio Mystery Contest. $50,000 in cash prizes for the winners. Huge weekly prizes, gigantic grand prizes. You probably have learned all about it in your free Philco mystery book, which your Philco radio tube dealer gave you without any obligation. Read the list of prizes again. Read the rules again. Be sure to write your answer on the official contest blank contained in the book. Remember, you must use this official entry blank for your answer, and you can't get the official entry blank without the book. So get your free copy now. This is a contest of skill. Your skill may win for you. Names of the major winners in this week's contest will be broadcast as soon as possible on a following Philco Radio Mystery program. Listen for Philco Radio Mysteries every week at this same time over this same station. Listeners with Philco radio tubes in their sets are going to have an advantage. Did you stop to think of that? In this contest, you will need to get good reception so that you won't miss anything that is done or said. And the best reception is what you get with Philco radio tubes. Next week, another Philco radio mystery. Next week, Phil Cole, the girl detective, is going to find the guilty person in the thrilling airplane drama, Murder in the Sky. Next week, another opportunity to win your share of $50,000 in cash prizes.